I'd like to start this morning by actually asking all of the John Ireland staff and the church staff to please stand. We'd like to recognize you as we begin our homily today with our principal Colleen, who has given herself just so completely this year, as well as with all the teachers and the staff. Just so many stories of going over and beyond this year. And so I just want you all to know how grateful we are to you and for what you do for us, okay? So that's number one. Nope, stay standing. Stay standing. Next, I want to ask all those who are families of JI students to stand. All those who have students at JI, families, maybe grandparents, people who live there, in the households of JI, all of you to please stand. And I want to recognize you and thank you so much for the honor of teaching your children, the honor of helping them to follow God and to grow up to be children of God, okay? We so much appreciate you here, all right? Next, all right, there you go. Stay standing. We're just getting started. Next, I'd like all you who volunteer at JI, a lot of the families already do, but anybody else, even if it's just been for 1 hour chaperoning on a trip or whether you're on a committee helping set up for things, anybody who's helped volunteer at JI, please stand. Maybe it wasn't this year. Maybe it was a past year. Oh, I know many of you out there are helping volunteering at JI. You have to stand. Sorry. Got to do it. Thank you so much for your help. We really could not do it without you. We need you to be with us in order to do what we do here at GI. So thank you so much. Next, can I have, we're just going to keep going, right? Next, if I can have all of those who are here because you support someone who goes to JI, you've gone to JI yourself in the past, you are a grandparent, a godparent, a friend, a neighbor, you've come here to see them. If you've donated to JI and bought those, you know, things that they sell for fundraisers, you've prayed for JI, supported in any way, please stand. By the way, it should be all of you, because we pray at JI for at a Mass. Just letting you know. Again, thank you so much, because it really does take all of this. It really does. And that's why we're here, because it takes all of this. And that's why we gather together today. And so the last thing is for you children, students, to just look around for a moment. I'll get you to stand in a second. Just look around for a moment. You are the reason that they're all here. All these people are here because they want you to have the best life possible. There would be no JI if we didn't have students. So know that we love you, we care about you, and we want the best for your future. So I invite you to please stand and join this JI family. And then lastly, let me just say personally that it is such a joy and an honor to be your priest, to be a spiritual father for this family. I love you, I care about you, and I deeply care for each and every one of you. And so thank you for the honor of being that for you. You know, John Ireland was an Archbishop of Minnesota when Minnesota was being settled and built. He basically built the Catholic schools and parishes of this state. And I feel like that's kind of what we've been doing these last years since I've been here. With COVID especially, we've built the numbers. We've built up the number of families who have joined us and been here. It's been a great blessing. We're building up ourselves financially again, and we're doing much better, and we're grateful for that. We've built a roof and a parking lot, literally. And this year, we built a middle school. We're building so many things. This year, I would say we're building staff. As you know, we still need help with that. We need the people we need in order to do the work that needs to be done at JI, teachers, someone to help in the lunchroom, whatever it is. But we're building, and we will get there together. And so I invite you to be seated. Thank you for standing. Let it be known to all who enter here that Jesus Christ is the reason for this school, the unseen but ever-present teacher in all its classes, the model of its faculty, the inspiration of its students. In some way or other, that is why you chose JI. In some sense, you're not happy with what the world has to offer, and you wanted something better. That can mean many different things for you. Maybe for you that means, I want Catholic faith in my family, in my children. Maybe that means, I want a Christian-based education for them. Maybe for you that means that I want the respect and the discipline that comes with that, that helps my students, my children to learn better, have that individual focus and higher standards. I want you to basically take in and realize today, all of these things, whichever those categories you fell into, all of these things come from Christ. That's why you want, that's what you really want, is Christ. That's what makes us different. He's the unseen teacher in every hall, in every room. So what does Christ teach? Funny you should ask, because actually that's our gospel today. Actually, that was perfect for Catholic schools. You have to say. So in the gospel, Jesus goes up the mountain, says all of his disciples, they come to him, and he sits down and he teaches them. Jesus teaches them what it means to be a disciple. He teaches them that lives focused on God make us happy. This is very different from what the world tells you. You are told that you need to provide every opportunity for your students, your children, that you, the success, money, popularity, enjoyments, and pleasures, so that you can do whatever you want and be affirmed in whatever it is you do. And you'll be happy. Let me tell you, in that world, disciples of Jesus Christ stick out like a sore thumb, okay? And you're supposed to. Because disciples of Christ aren't seeking the world. They seek the love of Christ. To the disciple, the love of Christ is everything to the disciple. That's what Jesus teaches. You are happy when you are poor in spirit, when you're not fulfilled by your lives in this world. Because then the love of Christ can be what totally fulfills you. You'll be happy. He says, happy are those who mourn. Mourn for what? Those who mourn for their sins. Those who mourn and repent of anything against that love of Christ in their life. Those who mourn and are saddened by the world and the sin and the evil that we encounter in the world. Not that the world itself is all bad, but that saddens us when we encounter these things. Jesus says, happy are you, you will be comforted. Why? Because the love of Christ has conquered all sin and all evil in the world. Happy are you when you are meek. When we are humble enough to put Christ before myself, which can be very difficult to obey Christ instead of what I want. But happy will you be. Even when you let others come before yourself even more. When we know it's so easy for us to want to respond, to be arrogant and prideful, to be the one who yells the loudest, right? And gets the attention. To be popular. Christ loves the humble of heart because he's humble. He loves those who are like him. Happy are those who hunger and thirst for holiness. That in your hearts that you hunger and you thirst for that. That you know that I'm not going to be filled by good food and good drink and money to buy whatever I want. Maybe you've even tried it and didn't do it. And you know that you're striving truly to be holy. That really, that I want to be pleasing to God in my life. I want his friendship with God. That's happiness. That's what happiness is. Happy are those who are merciful, who do not lash back or hold grudges in my heart, that I don't stick into the bitterness and the resentment that is so easy to hold on to that actually poisons my life. But happy are that am I when I can say with sincerity, inspired by the love of Christ that I've received, I forgive you and I'm sorry. Happy are you. Happy are those who are clean of heart, who are pure of heart in a pornography and do what I want world. Those who desire the love of Christ in my relationships. I want that. Even if I'm not perfect, I'm not doing that. I want that and I'm striving for that. The more I do that in my relationships and my family, the more what I watch, what I listen to, the words that I use are clean of heart, the more Christ will dwell within me. And I'll be happy. Happy are the peacemakers. Not those who spread gossip and stir the pot. That's so easy to do. But rather, when I say I'm going to work to bring the love of Christ to people who are arguing or fighting or divided in any way, I'm going to bring peace there. What happiness and joy that is to see that. Happy are those who are persecuted, those who are insulted, for being disciples of Christ, for following him, for choosing to live according to his ways, for going to church and practicing your faith, for being different than the world and sticking out like a sore thumb. They won't leave you alone if you do that. And rejoice and be glad if they do that. Because that means you're following Christ and not them. That you're seeking the love of Christ and it will be your reward forever in heaven. Happy are you. I want you to be happy, okay? Let me finish by a little saint story. We love saint stories. This one is St. Pier Giorgio Frassati, who most of you kids are going to know about. You've heard about him. St. Pier Giorgio grew up wealthy in Turin, Italy. His parents really weren't practicing their faith. In fact, his father was very anti-Catholic. Pier Giorgio was a very fun-loving man. He had a lot of great friends. He studied hard. He liked engineering. At some point, he began to pray. He started praying. He started going to Mass. He started going to daily Mass. He started going to adoration. He made friends with the poor in Turin. He would give his bus ticket to the poor and run instead to school. He'd sell his first class ticket to buy a third class one and use the money to buy medicine and go give it to the poor. His parents didn't really know what he was doing, but they just knew he would lose his coat and his shoes and his socks and he'd have to get new ones because he was giving them to them. He knew his parents didn't approve, so he never told them anything that was going on that he was doing. When Pier Giorgio was 24 years old, he got tuberculosis. Almost before his parents even realized he was sick, within 2 days he died. At his funeral, the streets were filled with thousands of workers and poor of Turin. Not the wealthy that his parents went around. They were so stunned. All these people had come to say goodbye to their friend. They had no idea and they were so touched. It changed his parents' lives. See, in fact, his parents, their marriage was pretty rocky. They'd been fighting so much that they had made plans to split up. After that, they reconciled instead. They started going back to church. When his dad died 36 years later, he received all the sacraments of the church before his death. And here's the thing. Any picture that you see of St. Pier Giorgio Frassati with his friends or on the top of a mountain, he is smiling and laughing, and it's big. He was a man of the Beatitudes, and he was filled with joy. Because lives focused on God are what make us happy. That's why JI exists. That's why you send your children here. That's why you work here. And that's why you support JI. It's because of Christ. We're not just a school or a JI family. We're disciples. We're God's family. We're following our teacher on the way to heaven.